Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 216. This is the show where we bring Android apps to the show. And the whole goal is to help you guys maybe have some new app ideas. We might talk about something you never heard before, and then you can install it on your device, and then you can thank us later. What we basically do is just go around, bring a bunch of apps. Let me introduce the co-host for today before we get started. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Dor?
Average size Steve. How you doing?
What's going on, man?
I thought Big Steve like would start to get maybe insulting, so I'll just call you Average Size Steve.
I like Big Steve. Okay. I mean, average size is more insulting, to be honest.
Oh, okay. How's everything going, man?
I'm doing great. Yeah. Awesome. It's a great day today. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Oh, I'm just waiting for the weather to change. You know how I know how you like weather so much. And this time of year, it's either really hot or really tornado-y. And we get the latter tonight, I think. So it's going to be
those are your
one.
Two choices?
Oh, yeah. Sucks. Yeah. And yes, wow. I don't know. It probably doesn't come through on the, maybe it does on the camera, but I got a really good sunburn on my forehead yesterday. So I went around, you know, work today acting like I was mad because my face was all steamed up, all red. And I'm like, oh, you guys have really done it this time.
That's so funny, man. Well, it's good to know that you're good natured at heart. And joining us again today, super, super happy to have him on, Kevin Kleinman, creator of InstaRadio, the app we talked about yesterday that just blew us away. What's going on, Kevin?
Too much, Steve. Big Steve. Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. See that? He does the Big Steve, not this average size crap. All right. Dor, why don't you start us off with an app today?
Okay, this app I have to bring only because it figuratively smacks Facebook and their multi-billion-dollar purchase in the face.
Damn.
This was unveiled at Google I.O. It's called Cardboard. Okay, yeah. If you go to developers.google.com/cardboard, basically, it's Oculus Rift for the price of a piece of cardboard and your phone.
What's Oculus Rift for anybody who doesn't know?
Oculus Rift is the virtual reality 3D headset where you put it on and move your head around and, ooh, everything's moving. I feel like I'm there. You know, it's what all the bad movies in the 90s had in it. Oculus Rift purchased for multi-millions of dollars. Headsets cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You can now just basically take your Android device phone, formed piece of cardboard that you can make yourself if you want, fold it up and put it on your head. You look ridiculous, but you get the Oculus Rift type experience without paying the Oculus Rift price. And it does support, if I'm not mistaken, YouTube and Google Earth. So you can like 3D tour Google Earth, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, you do. Well, it's really simple. Way it was simpler than Oculus Rift. You do have to get some certain lenses, though, just so that it focuses right. Having your phone that distance from your eyes, there's a certain lens that you have to buy. But that's the most complicated part. A couple pieces of Velcro to keep your phone in place. And that, man.
That's insane. What a crazy company. I mean, this is clearly a marketing play, right?
Yeah. This is what they gave right at the end of their keynote last week or the other day or whatever, and it was it's a real thing. It works.
It really works.
Yes.
Yeah. To me, this is Google acting like a 6-year-old child and saying, "Look what I can do." And they did.
Yeah, and that's why Google is awesome. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Good. I totally agree.
Have you tried this door?
No. I don't have the cardboard or anything else because I'm trying to be... Now, to be quite honest, if my kids were older, I would think this would be a perfect project for them to get involved with, creating it themselves and seeing what
even
they can
do. Even at their age, they can't do it?
My youngest would cut off a finger. I'm sure of that. And my oldest, right now, I'm just still a little bit worried about his OCD. Might not want to take it off. He might get a sleep hearing.
I see. I'll tell you what. I immediately went on Amazon to look to where I could buy and how much I could buy the kit for to make it.
How much?
No, it wasn't up there yet. As soon as it is, and and it's Prime, I'm ordering it. Or as soon as I see it on eBay and it gets some good reviews that it actually works. But when the official Google Cardboard comes up on Amazon, I'm definitely buying it.
Do you think they'll ship more Google Cardboards or Google Glasses?
Oh, Cardboards.
All the way. They should just ship these out free to everyone in the country.
Okay, it looks like...
and Canada, right?
People don't ship to Canada. We always get left on.
Okay, this is not an official Google company selling it. You can get it right now on Amazon for $10.
Awesome. Oh, okay. It wasn't on there the other day.
Does it have Prime shipping?
Do not believe so.
Kevin, did you just commit a crime?
Did I just commit a crime?
Is that cops coming to your house?
Oh, I live across the street from fire station.
Oh, okay.
I don't even notice it anymore.
I did catch you off guard with that statement. I'm sorry, man. All right.
I was looking around. Did I leave something out? Jesus. Did I leave something
out? That's awesome.
Yeah. Dor, is it Prime shipping for this cardboard?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
Because it's not a genuine Amazon thing.
I got you.
That might be close enough. $10. I'm thinking $3 shipping. For $13. I'm not going to walk around with this. You can't take this anywhere but in your living room. And
you can walk.
You can't even tell your friends about it, really.
Eric, Here's the gimmick. You could literally make this, put your device in there, turn on Google Earth, use GPS, and walk to work.
And not get hit by a car.
Yeah. Well, oh, and walk to work.
Unless there's electric vehicles.
I thought, okay. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I thought you'd mean like walk to work on my treadmill, but no, I could actually walk to work. Yeah. Right. And you know what? Partially on the way to work, if I look behind me, my car's there because I followed the Google Earth car through my town for about an hour one day.
That's awesome.
Eric, if you walked this on a treadmill with Google Earth, you wouldn't move.
No, I didn't think it all the way through at that point. I got it now.
You know, a highway right by me that I take all the time is approved for Google electric cars now.
Wow.
Google self-driven cars.
Well, good, but I just had a little mini epiphany. This is going to, I'm going to tell you now, unbelievably skyrocket in at least usage, maybe not crazy popularity, if they make this Ingress compatible. I'm just saying.
I hear you. Wonder what the bandwidth usage is on this. It's probably pretty high.
I have unlimited data.
But why? I'm unlimited. Yeah, I don't think about that.
I just got off of unlimited. The month I got off of unlimited, I went over my limit.
Really?
Yeah. But Timo was funny because they're like, if you go over your limit, we don't fine you. You don't have to pay anything extra. So I went over my limit. They slowed my bandwidth down to like 0.001 megabytes down. It was so useless. So yeah, they don't charge you. They just pretty much stop you from doing anything.
That sucks.
Yeah. So anyway, this is a killer app, Dor.
Yeah, I like Dor, it. And I can just say that. I bet there's going to be tons of apps for this thing if people start building these
for $10. Yeah.
Oh,
dare
man.
I say this is the Chromecast theory of, I think, some of the Google stuff. The Pixel, $1,200, super elite, and then Chromecast, cardboard, super cheap, low barrier of entry kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Yep. Wait, is there an actual lens on the cardboard pieces?
You got to put two lenses in there, yep.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Come with the, well, and the official Google build, it had... it tells you what lenses to get.
Oh, yeah. It's not just two holes? All right.
But the,
I thought you just put your smartphone in. Why would you need lenses to look at your smartphone? Anyway.
So you see the whole screen. It's, you know.
Okay. I'll do what Google says. I'll do anything they want. All right. Kevin, what do you got for us today?
Awesome. So I've got a brain training app. I was a big fan of it on the web. And now I use it a bunch on mobile. It's the Lumosity app. Not sure if you guys have ever got into brain training stuff or...
No.
I've seen ads on TV look at for us. This.
Do we look like we have any brain training?
I got into brain training. It's called Barrage. Oh, wait. No, that's different.
I recently read a book on neuroplasticity or the way like these brain maps happen in the brain and realized that I mean, this Lumosity kind of popped up at the same time, so I was like, oh, I'll give it a shot. And I mean, it's pretty much just like playing little like mind puzzles that, like, I mean, when Sudoku was huge, I played a million of those. I've always done a ton of these little brain games, and they're just so well done and cool. So I enjoy it quite a bit.
So it's these basically these games, but you, it feels like you're just playing a game, but you're really like enhancing your brain.
Exactly. So it takes one element of decision making and it makes you focus on it. So it might make you react really quick to something, or so an example is they'll have like a scene where it's like it's a landscape and they'll flash a bird on the screen for like a split second and have a number or letter in the middle. So you have to take a gun and shoot that bird, or like, you know, you have to click on where the bird was and have the number at the same time. And as you know, it gets progressively harder and harder, and it remembers your progress and kind of like pushes you out. It's pretty interesting, and it has a whole bunch of different little games like that that are fun to play. And and it just improves like really small pieces of decision making or memory or recall, something like that. But it's a really well done app.
Neat. I'm going to try this on my dad. I obviously don't need it. No.
Keep it on my dad.
He doesn't remember too much.
Are you a subscriber then to the Lumosity service?
I am. You know, I didn't even. Can you use it for free, the mobile app, without paying for it?
You can install it for free, yeah.
Yep. Oh, but it's, you have to in app. Yeah, I subscribed to it a little while ago.
How much is it?
I think it's like $8 a month. About that.
Well, I mean, if it does what it claims, that's worth it.
It's pretty good. I mean, the science behind it is real. And like, it's a fun way to do it, but it seems like an easy way.
This is definitely the most high profile version of any of these mind games, and I think they really got the science behind them, and they got the right people on it. This is definitely the good one to go with if you really want to get serious about it.
Yeah, I believe this actually all started with Nintendo had a game on the Wii on the Game Boy called Brain Games. I think that was what kind of started this phenomenon, or at least kickstarted it.
I think I remember hearing Nolan Bushnell saying something about Atari, like using the same principles as like from the original Atari games, kind of using the same principles as are in these, you know, brain training, like neuroscience games.
You mean they put that technology and science behind the Atari games, like Pitfall has like hidden science behind it?
Stop listening to me right now, because I'm not sure if I know.
There's, you know what? Well, there's something about Pitfall, because even it's been, I don't know, 30 years since I played it, and I can still remember dun, 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 every time I swing over top of a boggy area from the road.
Yeah,
there was something there, Steve.
Yeah, there's some of those games definitely did something.
They have then I'll just say this: some of those games, I guess, then proved my lack of mental capacity. I'll just say that, because like Pitfall, oh my god, man. Oh,
well, you're still playing Adventure, don't you play Adventure in real time?
Well, Adventure, yeah, but like Pitfall, Asteroids, oh my god, so bad at those games.
I liked Congo Bongo personally.
Congo Bongo,
yeah. Cool. I don't know if that was on the 2600, but it was on the 52. Anyway, this is cool, man. Really well done app. It definitely looks legit. And I don't know, have you seen results from it personally?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's like really impossible to have measurable stuff, but it felt like in some of the stuff I did, my like auxiliary vision and my like decision making was quicker. I mean, certainly my numbers on the app have trended up in the same way you would expect. Like, you know, there's like a huge bump at the beginning and you struggle for a while, and then, you know, every little once in a while you get a bump up. So I've seen results inside the app.
Nice.
Day-to-day life, who knows? I mean,
You came up with Insta Radio. So
Yeah. That's how I was
definitely
ask
did
you.
Something for it.
That's what I was gonna ask you. Did you use this before thinking of InstaRadio or after? Because if it was before, then I believe this works. Just lie. I'm not going to know the difference.
I'm pretty sure it's after. Maybe I'm just using it to combat the effects of this.
That's a great idea. He's holding up his beer. This app balances out when you drink.
It grows back the brain cells that alcohol destroys.
Exactly. Buffalo theory.
Did you guys ever watch Limitless?
Yes. Oh,
yes.
Great movie.
Isn't that a great movie?
It's a great movie.
I love that. That's what this reminds me of.
Isn't that just Adderall, though? Doesn't that exist?
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. Sorry. Stop saying inappropriate things.
That's why we have developers on.
Exactly.
We know what we're getting. Eric, what do you got for us today?
All right. Well, I got a real quick update on an app I brought last week. This is the launcher app called Terrain Home. The one that supposedly was by Samsung. Looks like Google Go launcher. But so I said I'd stick with it for a while. Well, I stuck with it long enough until I re-ROMed my phone and I didn't put it back on. It looks like Google Now, but it just doesn't act like it. I mean, when I do a search, maybe I'm just trained in this way, I just assume that my search is going through Google. I don't want to have to pick where to search from after I type in whatever I'm searching for. And this kind of requires me to do that too much of that. It's a neat, different way to have your launcher set up. But I don't know, man, the Now launcher or Google launcher, whatever the Google one is. Now, I guess Google Now launcher. There's something about it that just works so well for me. And I've never really grown attached to any launcher. I like to cycle them around quite a bit, but this one was not a good replacement.
You said you were going to report back on it, and you did.
Yeah.
All right. So on to the next one then?
Tomorrow I'm going to talk a little bit more probably about how I ROMed my phone this time. And the process I went through and what's going on with this device now.
I mean, like you're going on to a new launcher?
Not at the moment.
Gotcha. Very cool. Anybody have any more on this one? Terrain Home?
I felt a little suspicious of it just because of what I saw, like its own custom cards kind of thing. And, you know, it's hard to compete with Google on this kind of thing. I mean, you would have to do something magnificent to win people over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And it's tough because Google has so much data that it's so hard to, you know, I totally agree with you.
Yeah. That is a tough competitor. I wouldn't want to go to head to head. But I'm glad there's companies popping up and giving it a shot.
Yeah.
And the video is kind of cool.
Absolutely.
The girl in the video reminds me of, jeez, who is Aurora in the new Star Trek? I always, see, I'm my job in the show is to take us way off track.
Not Aurora, O'Hora.
O'Hora? What's her name?
I don't know her name. She's hot.
She's a very cute girl. Anyway, from the screenshot of the movie, that's who that looks like. And that the girl played in Avatar. Zoe. Maldano? Something. Anyway. All right.
Now, well, can I say something about the video also? Yeah. I did not notice any of that smoothness that is showing on the video. That may have made a big difference with my review.
Okay. They're really good at video editing.
It could be my device, but it was not like that.
Zoe Saldana is the name of the actress.
Thank you very much. I like her. All right. Well, we covered some pretty cool apps today. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. We're going to wrap up today's show and talk to you tomorrow.